Hey guys, welcome back to Tokyo Munchies Podcast, episode number 11. So today, guys, it's the Monday Munchies. The Monday Munchies is what we like to talk about when we're talking about Munchies on Monday, obviously. So the best way to kick off the Monday Munchies is with our patented and awesome Munchies Pack. Our Munchies Pack is 20 different Japanese snacks, candies, chocolates, whatever we can find for you guys, which we think you'd appreciate and you think you'd like. You can get lots of really cool stuff in our Munchies Pack. You get pure candy, you can get some Kit Kats sometimes. We always throw in 3 or 4 boxes of the Crazy DIY kits, so you can make your own candy and enjoy making candy at home, because we are a firm advocate of playing with your food. You gotta play with your food. Don't listen to your mum. Actually, listen to your mum. But yeah, when you're making Japanese candy, like the DIY kits, play with your food, please. So, you get 20 different Japanese snacks, candies, and chocolate. You get, included in that, you get the 3 or 4 DIY kits. You get some really nice Japanese snacks and candy. Every now and then, we'll drop a gashapon in there. Gashapon is like your toy vending machine things that you see over here in Tokyo. So you can get anything. It's really random. My good friend Stormtrooper Steve, he's in a lot of our pictures and a lot of our posts. There's actually 2 Stormtrooper Steves. One of them is actually a gashapon guy. He's the main guy. He's the guy with his arms out the side, look with the always with the expression on his face, always looking like, I don't know what the hell's going on. It can be interpreted in lots of different ways, like maybe he's doing a dance, maybe he's questioning you, maybe he's just striking a pose for the hell of it. A little bit of a secret about Stormtrooper Steve, guys. I've never shared this with anybody, but I'll share it with you now. Stormtrooper Steve, his main role, with his arms stretched out like that, he's actually a holder for rubber bands. So you place him on your desk at work, and then you need somewhere to put your rubber bands, you put them on his hands. And he just stands there holding your rubber bands. And that's really random, but that's what he is designed to do. Unfortunately, and I'll be honest with you, unfortunately, Stormtrooper Steve can't stand up. Oh, he can, but it takes a lot of balancing. So I always got to prop him up against something so he can actually stand up and do his job. I shouldn't have gave them all away, but there was another 5 or 6 other Stormtroopers in this series with Steve. There was like a dude sitting in your desktop as a lookout. There's another guy that hung out on your can of beer or your can of Coke or hung out on your desk. He just hung there. There was a couple other guys. I think there was a paperclip holder too. There was a few of them. But there, that's, we'll leave that alone because we're talking about the Munchie Pack. So yeah, guys, go to tokyomunchies.ticktail.com and grab a Munchie Pack, because it's the most cost-efficient and the best way for you to experience the vast majority of Japanese snacks, candy, and chocolate in one box, sent directly to your home. And the box is cool, and we always give you like a little handwritten note in there from Minami, my friend, or from me, thanking you for your support and your order, and we always throw in an extra special gift just to give you an extra buzz. So we like to share the love. So that's Monday Munchies at Tokyo Munchies, and as always, we go into the important, the semi-important things, talk about the weather quickly. So, Tokyo weather, today it is Monday at 12 o'clock, the weather is clear, it is 24 degrees centigrade, or Celsius. I've mentioned this a few times, you guys, the Yankees, you like to say Fahrenheit, I still don't understand what that means. Hang on, I'll just click that. Oh, okay, I got you now. So 24 degrees Celsius is 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Wow, that's a fairly big difference. But yeah, allegedly there's a chance of precipitation today, a chance of rain at 10%, but I don't think so because the skies are clear, a little bit, some fluffy clouds around. But yeah, the skies are beautiful and blue, there's a really nice breeze, and humidity is at 56%, which I don't agree with either, because it's really nice and cool outside. And there's a wind speed of 5 ms, whatever that means. So, yeah. That's the Tokyo weather, and also the 1, 2, 3, the Japanese news. So the top things on the Japanese news today. Golden Week travel rush kicks off. So, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Japan, but in Japan we have this special holiday period called the Golden Week. It's often abbreviated to GW, but it's Golden Week. And each year it's different. So what Golden Week does, it incorporates 2 to 3 to 4 or so national public holidays, and they all fall into the same week, 2 week period. So if you're, like, my first Golden Week here was awesome. I think it happened on a Monday. So I had Saturday off, Sunday off, and then Golden Week started, and then it was a 4 day Golden Week. So it was Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday was a work day, but I took the day off, and then Saturday, Sunday again. So that was 7, that was like 9 days holidays straight. And it was awesome. It was great. No work. Wake up when you want to wake up. Drink a beer in the morning, have a scratch, roll around a bit, listen to some music, go out for a skate, go to the beach, go for a surf. And also, the interesting thing with Golden Week, it falls at different parts of the, falls in different parts of the year. So sometimes the Golden Week will fall in summer, sometimes it'll fall in spring, autumn or winter. Summer and winter are my best Golden Week periods because summertime I can just go to the beach and sleep on the beach and drink and party on the beach and just stay on the beach for 3 to 4 to 5 days straight. Wintertime is also awesome because I'm a snowboarder, so I hit Hakuba or I hit Niigata or Nagano, or I'll go to Niseko if I have the cash and just snowboard for 4 or 5 days straight. So your Golden Week is great. I love it. It's fantastic. It's a good time of the year to spend time with your friends and just party and relax and enjoy life. This Golden Week's a little bit interesting. This Golden Week is split. So this Golden Week is 28th, 29th is Saturday, Sunday. But the 30th is a Golden Week holiday. It's actually a substitution holiday because it's substituting the holiday, the Japanese holiday, which fell on the weekend. Japan actually gives you a substitute day. So if a national holiday falls on the weekend, you'll get that on a Friday or you'll get that on a Monday as a day off. So the Golden Week period split, it's 28, 29, 30, and it actually goes into May, and it picks up on Thursday, the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th. So you get another 4 days off there. So this is actually a really cool Golden Week. It's really, really exciting. I'll be working in the middle of the Golden Week, but I don't really care because it's work. It's fun. I like work. So that's point number one of the Japanese news, and it's going crazy right now. At Narita Airport, people are just traveling. They're coming and going like you would not believe. There's about 56,000 people are expected to leave Japan from the airport this week, on this day. And the total number of people to enter Japan and leave in the next part, in the split part, is expected to hit 867,300 people. So we've got 367,300 people coming and going into Japan over the split period, over the 3, 4, 5, 6 period. So it's going to be crazy. And also the really cool thing I do like about Golden Week when I'm stuck in Tokyo and I can't get out of Tokyo, Tokyo is dead quiet. The trains aren't busy, there's not many people. A lot of restaurants are still open, all the services are still available. So you can actually enjoy a quiet time in Tokyo and not have to worry about busy trains or big crowds. It's super nice. It's really, really calm. It's really quiet. So that was the news number one. We've got two more to go, so we always do the 1, 2, 3 on the news. Number two, I'm not sure if I'm going to touch this one. It's a little bit of a strange topic. My Japanology. Power of perfection and teamwork learned over several stays. We'll have a quick look at this. We'll just have a quick look. So, Sonia Vodusek, she is general manager of the Peninsula in Tokyo. She learned her Japanology over many stays here in Japan, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. And we're going to skip that. Yeah, that's not important. We don't need to know about that. I don't know why that's news, but you know what the news is. And the last one, number three, get a kick out of the new Captain Tsubasa statue. So, Captain Tsubasa from the anime, the soccer manga anime series. He has a new statue at the main gate of the Minami Katsushika High School in Katsushika Ward, Tokyo. I used to live in Katsushika Ward. It's on the east side of Tokyo. It's when you're heading out towards Narita Airport. That area over there is Katsushika-ku. So I used to live in that ku. Captain Tsubasa is a very popular soccer manga series, a very popular soccer anime series, and there's a new statue of him bang smack outside the front gates of high school there. And that's extremely exciting. I don't know about you. I think I'm going to have to lay down for a little while because it's too exciting for me. Maybe take some deep breaths, go for a walk. But yeah, that's the news, guys. So that's the weather, that's the news. So, as we mentioned earlier, this is Monday Munchies, Tokyo Munchies pack. Come get a Tokyo Munchies pack because it's 20 of Japan's best snacks, chocolate, and candy. And we always pack it with all killer, no filler. Some of the other candy packs you see out there in the market, you can get on eBay, Amazon, or whatever you get from other people. I've been in this game for a while. I research all my competitors. I research all their packs. I research all the stuff I see online for sale. And a lot of that stuff's filler. A lot of that stuff, you're paying $50 for a box of candy on eBay, and a lot of that stuff is just dirt cheap. I can get it for 10 cents, I can get it for 5 cents from the shop, give you 30 or 40 pieces of 5 cent candy, and ship it to you. And I could say I feel good because I make money, but I feel bad because I'm ripping you off. So, don't buy the filler packs, guys. Come to Tokyo Munchies, get a munchie pack, or get a medium munchie pack, or if you don't have much money or you just want a small taste, you can get a mini munchie pack. Because we, as I said, it's all killer, it's no filler. We do our best to give you guys the best experience in Japanese candy we possibly can. So, we're going to wrap this up, guys. This is the Monday Munchies. That was the Munchie Pack. That was the Tokyo News. Big shout out to our main supporters over in Texas. Yeehaw! Miguel Garza, Rick Lopez, Kyle Kremple, and Sean Douglas, and the newbie, Josh Trillel, at the Critical Thinking Podcast. These guys have been our main supporters for the last couple of years. They're great. They have a really funny podcast, so please go check them out. TheCriticalThinkingPodcast.com. Also, big shout out to our friend Craig Hoffman. He was our number one. He was our first love. He gave us the drive, the knowledge, and the enthusiasm to take Tokyo Munchies further than what I could have done by myself without his tutelage, without him being a mentor to me. Also, again, a big shout out to our new friends at thejapanshop.com, Clay and Yumi Botwell. They run thejapanshop.com. They supply you with awesome Japanese resources to learn Japanese easily, fun, and friendly. And a lot of the stuff you can get from them is free. You can get books with 100 free kanji to study free kanji. You can get free audio. You can get free ebooks. Clay and Yumi also are publishers. They're also authors. They write their own books, their own non-fiction and fiction series. So drop by thejapanshop.com and check out Clay and Yumi's books and learn some Japanese for free, and come talk to me. Come talk to me in Japanese. Nihongo shaberu? Nihongo wakatta? Nihongo sugoi jozu desu ne? Ganbare! Yeah, so, big shout out to those three guys. Also, we're doing some stuff with Fudo Boards in the US and Atlanta. So, Fudo Boards is a skateboard company, which their graphics are based on anime, so we're doing some stuff with them. Swing by Uncanny Comics in Rosenberg, Texas, too, if you guys are over there in the States. You might be able to get some Japanese candy from them. And we got some more exciting news coming up, too, but I'll hold off on that until the next podcast, and I'll let you in on a little secret. HNS Solutions, Australia. We want to drop by and check those guys out soon, because you may be surprised in what you can find. But big thanks, guys. Love you guys at the Anchor community and love all you listeners out there. Thank you for supporting Tokyo Munchies. And as always, Tokyo Munchies signing off. Have a great day. If you got the munchies, we've got the munchies. Love you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.